Primaries were held in three states last Tuesday, along with a Republican caucus in Hawaii, and both President Biden and former President Trump exceeded the bound delegate vote requirement to score first ballot nominations. Therefore, both men have attained their party's, quote, presumptive nominee, unquote, status, meaning they will become the official standard bearer at the respective party conventions in July for Republicans, followed by the Democrats in August. Mississippi was the only state to hold its full ballot primary on March 12th. GOP Senator Roger Wicker won renomination against two opponents with just over 60% of the vote, and all four Magnolia State U.S. House incumbents were either unopposed for renomination or easily won. Freshman Representative Mike Ezell drew two GOP opponents and still surpassed 73% of the vote. All now become prohibitive favorites to win again in November. Late last week, the No Labels Party members voted to move forward with fielding a presidential ticket in this year's election, but apparently are not close to identifying who might be those contenders. Though the politically centrist group wants to move forward with nominating a presidential candidate, the members are apparently a long way from selecting a ticket and gaining agreement from those who they might eventually choose. Facing multiple federal charges and consistent polling data showing him only with single-digit support within his own party, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez announced during the week that he will not seek re-election later this year. This leaves the Senate Democratic field ostensibly to U.S. Representative Andy Kim and Tammy Murphy, the state's first lady. Senator Menendez now becomes the ninth incumbent not to seek re-election in 2024, or just over one quarter of the 34 in-cycle senators. Of the nine, six are Democrats, while two are Republican, with Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema now an independent. Despite the large number of openings, it appears only two, Arizona and Michigan, will be competitive in the general election. Two more, Maryland and New Jersey, will see highly volatile Democratic primaries, while Utah will host a hot Republican contest. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, who had previously announced his retirement, will now resign his seat effective March 22nd. Therefore, the fourth special congressional election will occur before November's regular vote. Finally, expelled U.S. Representative George Santos announced that he will indeed be on the ballot to return to Congress. He will not attempt to regain New York's 3rd District, but will oppose 1st District freshman Republican Congressman Nick LaLota, who he terms as a, quote, empty suit rhino, Republican in name only, unquote. Mr. LaLota was especially critical of Mr. Santos during his short tenure in office. The new redistricting map makes the 1st District more Republican, but it is highly unlikely the new configuration will allow Mr. Santos to deny Representative LaLota renomination. The New York primary is scheduled for June 25th. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.